Can you define a German for me?
I can't define a German.
Germany didn't have clear geographic borders. In the north, yes, there's the Baltic Sea. In the south, the Alps, yes. In the east and the west, no clear borders.
Germany was the turntable of Europe, the chessboard, the stomping ground. Even today, there are probably more non-German lorries on our motorways than German ones.
Pretty porous frontiers, you might call them. And it was a very hotly contested sort of piece of real estate.
How to begin a history of Europe's most powerful, most important, most notorious state? What's that single detail that matters the most? On TV and in books, Germany is inevitably viewed through the bloody prism of two terrible world wars. But go back further in time, and a different country can be found. Fragmented, ill-defined, with borders that shift. It was also incredibly creative, a cockpit of ideas and of music, a flourishing intellectual heartland rivaled only by the Italian city-states. But this is not a story we hear often enough.
My name is Simon Winder, and I wrote a book called Germania. And the reason I wrote it was because I was increasingly horrified by how little people in this country knew about Germany. And there was a kind of general agreement culturally to just pay no attention to it.
People know very, very little because everything is obscured by the fog of Nazism.
Yes, I think there was definitely a decision a long time ago to ignore Germany. I mean, obviously, we used to share elements of royal family. The place you went as a tourist when tourism was invented in the 19th century was the...